Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Movie, you want to do whatever, so you automatically look for that charging station in the airport. But is that a good idea? They call it juice jacking. What is it and why do you need to be concerned about it? David Kane is the managing partner of Ethical Intruder. They are a Pittsburgh-based cybersecurity company. He joins us now to explain what this is and why we need to be concerned. Hi, David.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks you so much for explaining this. I think I just like saying the words juice jacking, but it's a thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah, the simple definition is that juice jacking is when a user attempts to charge a phone or a device via just a USB charger instead of charging with an AC adapter. And basically what can happen is when you plug it in, either data might be introduced or extracted from your phone without the user knowing it.
So the key is using the USB versus putting a USB into your own plug and then plugging that into a charger?
So the key to stay safe, correct, is to use any type of AC outlet. You can take your USB and put it into your own adapter. What's happening is within the airports and amusement parks and in transportation, for convenience reasons, they're having so many new charging stations that you can plug into. And very often it's simply just a matter of plugging in the USB end, mm-hmm. and that's where the trouble starts.
And so then what happens if you just plug into your USB end into, you know, a lot of times it's like the little jack underneath your seat, or sometimes
right.
there's a cylinder in the middle of the aisle and you plug in. What happens? Are there like, little minions in there that zap your information? How does that work?
So, you know, this is really how USBs were always designed. So for those of us that used to have iPods, you know, we would hook up a USB to our computer, and that's how you would sync your music. Or when
mm-hmm.
people want to take pictures off of your phone, you're going to
mm-hmm.
put in a USB cord. So by design, a USB transfers data back and forth. So basically what happens is when you plug it in and you think you're just charging, very often it could be taking data. And what's happening is there could be malware on there that is actually doing things like looking for passwords or looking for your personal data, your emails, contact information. Most phones now do have protections against this, and a little warning may come up to ask if you want to have access. But that's really what's happening is that, you know, I guess you could say there's little minions in there, but basically it's how USBs were designed, and they were designed for much more than just charging.
Don't you like that technical term, little minions in there? So I'm guessing that by and large, like I was thinking about this the other day. I mean, like I have never invested in a portable Wi-Fi for myself personally. But at the end of the day, I would imagine that all of those things like that, your own personal Wi-Fi, all of those things at the end of the day are just another layer that help keep your own information safe.
That is 100% correct. So when you're traveling on the charging side, it's best to bring a portable device or a portable battery backup or your own charger. And as you mentioned about the Wi-Fi, it's always best to use your own hotspot. You can either get a separate hotspot, which is how you have your own Wi-Fi. Most phone companies now allow you to have a Wi-Fi or a hotspot on your phone,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you do instead of connecting to the hotel Wi-Fi or the cafe Wi-Fi, the airport Wi-Fi. So both of those are really important. Have your own Wi-Fi and bring your own charging device or your own backup battery.
And then I'm guessing, I mentioned this earlier, like I used to have, I guess I do still own them, a lot of those portable batteries. And then I just got out of the habit of carrying them with me because I justified it by saying, they're so heavy, they add so much
right.
weight. My bag.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So So people started carrying them, and either they would forget them or airports were selling extra ones. So that's because of convenience, that's why they're adding all of these extra ports. And now that people are seeing that there's so many extra charging ports around, I think that's also keeping them from charging their own batteries and bringing them with you. But again, the best way to stay safe would be to, you know, bring a USB with your own AC adapter or to have your backup device. So it's a little extra heavy, it's a little extra weight, but it might keep you from losing all of your special, you know, personal information.
Indeed, and we're at that season. We're at the holiday season. Any other tips? Anything else we should do to stay safe that you can think of?
So, yeah, I think both the personal, the Wi-Fi, which you brought up, having the hotspot is really important. The other thing with the holidays, again, which is not directly connected to this, but it's still a cybersecurity risk, is just be careful of the phone calls and people looking for donations, and be very careful of anything you receive. A phishing attack or any kind of email, again, asking for donations. You should always be very careful before you click, before you provide information, and always go directly to somebody's website if you need to log in, change a password, or sign up for something. Never do it directly from an email. So between that and having your own battery backup and staying off the public Wi-Fi, it should keep everybody relatively safe for the holiday seasons.
There you go. That sounds like great advice. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, David Kane, managing partner of Ethical Intruder, a cybersecurity company. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Have a great day, indeed.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.